Hi, I'm Jay.
And I'm Erin.
And you're listening to episode 25 of the Salty Mother Clutchers podcast. I was kind of thinking of this topic because ideally, this would have been shortly after the holidays and, you know, gift giving and fucking buying bullshit and whatnot. Turns out it's, now the middle of January, but, you know, people collect useless fucking shit over the holidays and, you know, bikers collect useless bike things. So I thought we'd talk about, like, some technology?
Yeah, technology.
Like gadgets.
And technology, like, gadgets, the things that, like, make your motorcycle travels better, worse, or nothing.
Yeah, and part of that thinking was like remember MapQuest?
Whoa.
Like, that was a big fucking deal, right?
Yeah.
So, like, having to MapQuest something was like, I don't gotta take the goddamn roadmap. So, like, you MapQuest something, you print it out, and, like, that was high tech, right?
Yeah, and now we all have, like, multiple map-type apps on our phone. Like, our phones come with maps.
Yeah, so we're planning trips that way. We're, like, pulling over halfway to our destination, trying to figure out where the fuck we are. Like, there's, like, little ways like that technology has helped all of us kind of without our knowing, more or less.
Yeah.
But I guess there are, like, probably... I read you can now, I think, put your phone, like, I want to say, like, integrated into your bike, new bikes.
What?
Yeah, they have, like, screens and shit.
A what?
Yeah, so, like, you can kind of, like, I don't know if it's Bluetooth or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But, it, like, you basically your phone goes into the bike.
Okay.
I don't know how it works.
Wow. It's,
I read it.
Great story. So like, I'm envisioning, like, the handlebar area of the motorcycle has a screen there, and you're just watching your screen there. Like, why wouldn't you just get a little technology thing that, like, attaches onto your handlebar, and then your phone just attaches to that?
Well, because it's not 2021 enough. I've seen one where remember Google Glasses?
Whoa.
However, like, that didn't...
You are blasting from the past right now, man.
That's technology from the future past.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, that's making a comeback.
Okay.
So what they're doing is they're building that into, like, smart helmets.
Okay.
So, like, it's not just Bluetooth. It's more than Bluetooth. So it's, like, actually integrated with your bike, which is integrated with your phone. So your map and planning, which you do through your phone, is, like, kind of, like, built into the navigation of your bike and helmet shit. The point is, I think that you can ride and see, like, maps in front of your face.
Okay.
That's kind of fucking weird.
I know, like, I was supposed to do a little bit of research here, and I did do a little tiny bit of research, but it never even occurred to me, like, to type in the words smart helmet into my phone. What's a smart helmet?
I don't know.
You just invented it?
Maybe.
Did you just... patent pending?
Patent pending. The I helmet.
I-E-Y-E? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, weird.
Yeah, that's right. They also, this is the part I completely don't get.
What?
And, like, because, you know, I did my research and I looked up basically a list of technology things and went, wow, those are fucking dumb.
Yeah, me too. It was like top 10 things where I was like, lame. I think I got to like 5.
Okay. This is technology in vehicles in general, but it's now available for your motorcycle, reverse cam.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that in the notes that you had put that in there, and, like, a reverse... Okay. First of all, my legs do the reversing, and my head is the camera. I look at where I'm going.
Like, beep, yeah. Beep, beep.
So, is that only applicable to, like, three-wheel, like, more automatic-y things? Like, what...
I think what the point is while you're riding, you're checking lanes and shit, you can see what's kind of going on behind you.
Right, I just turn my head.
Yeah, but people with the full face helmets and they got the YouTube going, like...
What about my mirrors? Like, I can just look into my mirrors that are aiming behind me.
Yeah, but you've seen vlogs. Remember we talked about vlogs for a bit?
Yeah.
The more you turn your head, that's dizzying. So, oh, like, look God. Straight ahead. Get that camera feed so you can see what's going on behind you.
Okay.
And your sport bike vlog just got that much better.
So my question then is... does that go back to the smart helmet? So you get like a reverse camera, like where are you looking at that screen? Is it just attached onto your handlebar or is it in your helmet?
Yeah, the one I saw was basically like an iPad kind of
in the middle of your handlebar. You look like a turd.
But like, well, yeah, that's all like, you know, it's like the sport cruiser type bikes and they all look like turds anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how any of this stuff works, but like it's probably fucking mental expensive.
Okay, yeah.
And we definitely did not get any of these things for Christmas.
We didn't get any gadgets. We actually got protective gear.
Yeah, don't tell them. Don't tell the listeners.
Okay. But we didn't get any gadgets.
No.
We didn't get any Bluetooth.
No. The gadget, I'm saving up for a couple of gadgets. They're called tires.
Yeah, sweet.
And brakes. Those are the gadgets I require.
My big gadget this year is going to be a different motorcycle.
That's a pretty good gadget.
It might have a gadget. Hopefully it has tires.
Or will it have a dadget?
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. That's not even in my notes.
Oh, wow. Okay, do you want to hear about the research that I was doing today about, like, motorcycle technology?
Sure.
Okay, so this is, like, I saw this and I was just like, this is the fucking nerdiest shit I have ever seen. But it's basically, it's a brake light and signal light that sticks on your helmet. On the back of your helmet.
As if having a GoPro on your helmet wasn't dumb enough.
So you
had to stick your lights up there too.
So you stick this on the back of your helmet. And I was like, okay, how the fuck does this work anyway, right? So I checked out the website. I looked up.
What if you're at the gas station, like walking around paying for shit, like, and you left your blinker on?
No, you can't. You won't, but it won't do it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it will. But I was like, how do you fucking hook this up and what's the deal? Because it's compatible with like any type of helmet, as long as it's like DOT approved. So it has to have enough surface basically to attach it to. Comes with two pieces of fucking 3M tape. So you can have the tape on like multiple helmets. So it also in the FAQs is like, what about if I want to get one of these for my wife? Because she's on the back. And it's like, don't worry, we've included a second piece of tape. So you can remove it from your helmet and stick it on your wife's helmet. Like, it's the dumbest question. Is like, what if it's on my helmet and my wife's on the back? Will it blind her?
Like, what if I put my helmet on backwards? Will people know which way I'm turning?
So it's like, it tells you like, for you to install it, you have
with
to,
the tape.
You, no, not that. I mean like to actually install the like technology so that it can sense when you're braking and send the message to your head.
Okay.
And when you're signaling and send the message to your head is you have to find the wires that are your indicators and your brakes.
Okay.
And then you, quote unquote, tap in to the wires.
Oh, tap in.
With something. It's like a something that clips onto the wire is what it seemed like to me. It was so elusive. But anyway, you tap into the wires. You have to find them yourself. And it tells you you can probably find the wiring diagrams on the internet for your bike. So go look it up.
Well, that's true.
And then you tap it.
Like, you tap it. I don't even have the tap. I only got the chip.
You tap in and you attach it. And then it is like bright LED. And it like, apparently you never have to turn it off or on. You just don't. So it'll.
Okay. So how is it powered?
Two.
By tape?
Two AAA batteries.
And per light?
It's one light. It looks like a brake light.
Okay.
It's one like bar. So it lights up the solid if you're braking and it like blinks, I guess, on each side when you're turning. And it won. Now, this could be fake, but it won like awards in 2019 at like motorcycle safety associations, blah, blah, blah events and all this stuff. So it's a safety device.
Okay.
And then I did go and look at some videos of it, like people riding at night and like just having that extra pop of light up top too, right? Mm-hmm. Just me, but like seriously, like it looks so fucking lame.
Just put it like a sticker up there, like a reflective sticker.
And this company had a unit like in the mall, and it was literally like a retail space that was essentially empty, mm-hmm. with a couple, like with one motorcycle parked in there with a helmet attached, like just hanging off the handlebars, mm-hmm. with this thing stuck on, and like a couple of them on the wall. It's like, what the fuck cool. is this?
So arguably you could like come up with your own like hardwired version of this. Because I was picturing, when you said signal lights, I was like picturing like, you know how the GoPro sticks up in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
You'd have like signal light, like bam, right on the side of your helmet. And then the other one, bam, like, you know, like the 80s like big two, square ones?
Like two horns, like on the sides of your head.
Well, it's kind of like a motorcycle Viking.
Yes!
So like you have like these two like protruding 80s square signal lights sticking out. And, you know, because fucking batteries are bad for the environment and everything, you could be running that off of your bike, wire that shit in. That's what it looks like?
Yeah.
That's even dumber what I'm describing.
It looks like this.
Oh. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you glad that I took a couple pictures for you?
Yeah. So for everyone listening, yeah, my idea is way better. Stick those fucking alien ears on the side. Wire that shit in, like, actually. Because then your helmet is wired to your bike. That, you know, that's going to prevent theft. That's good technology.
Like, that's their store.
Why is she wearing scrubs?
I don't know. I think that's like an outfit. But anyway, yeah, that's what it looks like. It just literally looks like a brake light, I think.
It looks like space goggles. Like I wear my sunglasses at night type goggles.
And I would say it takes up about a third.
It looks like of a robot.
Like a third of the back of your helmet. Maybe more than a third. But anyway, it was the winner of number one best safety item at the American International Motorcycle Expo. So that could be a real event. I don't know.
Like if you can sync that shit up to Gangnam Style, then I might be on board.
Like it was just like a disco light on the back of your head.
Yeah. Yeah. Get some sweet underglow. Underglow, there's some underrated tech.
Yeah, actually, you might even, and like that's arguably a pretty like, I don't know, douchey thing to have, but like arguably you'd be cooler to have like the underglow than to have this fucking brake light attached to your head.
Okay, but here's the difference. You put underglow on your bike, it's like, yeah, fucking cool, man. It's glowing green. But like
all it changes colors.
All of a sudden, if that green is like going to the direction of your signal light, you wire that into your signals, then it's fucking stupid, man. Because that's safety.
Yeah. Safety's pretty uncool.
But imagine it really for a second. You had underglow on like one side of the bike. The entire bike just blinked when you hit the turn. And then you're
just like flashing bike. No one knows what way you're going because your whole bike is like lit up and flashing like crazy.
So, yeah, dude. No, it's fucking four ways.
Like you're like, your bike is like that shitty Christmas house.
Okay.
Okay, back on track. What other technologies are you thinking about?
So
Hill Assist. It's exactly what you think it is because you can't figure out how to have your foot on the brake, one foot on the ground, one foot on your brake, and then be using your throttle to get moving from a stop.
Yeah.
On a hill.
But you know what that's really called?
Riding a motorbike.
It's riding a motorbike, but you know what technology that's called?
What?
Idle adjustment.
Okay, yeah, right.
If you're riding with a passenger and you have a fucking huge bike, you don't need to go and buy a... What's it called?
It's called Hill Assist.
Hill Assist? No, just kick your idle up a little bit, and then you won't fuck that up too bad.
Even better, kick your passenger off. Bye!
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, so I saw that and I was like, I was reading it, I was like, you know, if it's too hard, okay, you have a really heavy bike, the examples where you have a very heavy bike, or you have a passenger, so you're heavier, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, if it's really, really hard, I can see how I would want to have 2 feet down if I had a passenger on the back, that I can see for sure. But
so like, if you're on a hill, then like, yeah, you have like your handbrake on, your right. Uh-huh. Mostly like right hand brake and throttle. So yeah, there's a little bit of delay between letting go of the brake and kicking the throttle in, but like,
yeah,
y'all should be used to that.
How do you even install this thing? Like, what the fuck is it?
I'm just looking side to side.
I wish people could see your eyeballs going there.
Is
it?
Like I said, idle adjustment.
Well, I think it was like
Right here, how would like the lowest tech solution to this problem? Because, you know, technology is supposed to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Just don't stop.
I think there's lots of bikes that don't stop at stop signs on hills.
Yeah, it's probably because they need the hill assist.
They need the hill assist.
Right. So it's kind of like it's an old dad problem.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get one of those. I don't know. Listen, if you can't pull away from a stop on a hill alone, mm-hmm. You probably can't do it with a passenger. So you should either not take passengers or go learn to ride better.
Okay, so like, let's talk about how some of this technology stuff, apps and shit, like MapQuest and the MapQuest app, has like changed our riding, like our planning and our trips and shit like that. Because it's definitely like affected for me. Like, I know you'll have more to say, but like for me, like, you know, sports are life. I'm planning like gas station to gas station to gas station.
Yeah.
I take some risks, but, you know, I don't like to take too many risks. So I, for the large part on a big trip, will pre-plan roughly like my stops and like where I'm, you know, I'll do the calculation of how many miles it's going to be. I don't even think you could do that with MapQuest.
I don't know what you were capable of doing on MapQuest. I don't remember.
But do you remember printing them out?
Yeah. Do you remember printing them out? So like, so we're going on a trip. I look up my map, figure out like the best route. I write it all down. I could write it on paper and then tape it all over my tank, or I could write it on my tank. And then when I'm doing that, like, because I don't have any Bluetooth telling me in my ears where I'm going, and I don't have a map in front of me. So I have to write all this shit down, and which is arguably primitive, I guess, but in that, I also write down what the kilometers, like what the distances are between turnoffs and stuff like that, so that I can also calculate like when I need to stop for you for gas. And often you'll be basically telling me, like on looking on your phone, looking at your MapQuest, going, there's a gas station in this place, there's a gas station in this place, and then I can pop them in there. But like, that's me using technology, but then also being like a grampy, like, here, I'll write that all down, all my notes, all my paperwork, tape it all over my tank.
So relatively low tech, but, you know, it's still based in something that we can do now that we couldn't really do like 15 years ago.
No. Yeah, that's right.
So like that's really helpful, especially like when they tell you exactly where gas stations are.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, what's this look like? What's this place look like I'm going to find? And then you go to Google Street View and be like, oh, that's the entrance to this place.
Right.
Not what I thought.
Yeah.
You're finding an Airbnb. You're like, oh, at least I can street view and be like, this is where we're going. This is what the street's like. The parking fucking blows.
You know, another technology that we do not have included on our motorcycles is a fuel gauge. So we have to know what our mileage is per tank. We have to know that. Like, mentally prepare. I can go X number of kilometers before I'm going to need gas. We don't have any fucking window that tells us how many bars of gas we have left. Like, we have gas or we don't have gas.
So like that brings me to, like, obviously we're not technology aficionados here. Like, and what both of our motorcycles now are probably the newest they've ever been. I bought my bike because it's new, but it's like a 20-year-old Sportster.
Yeah, it's 19 years old, right?
And I bought it specifically for how dumb it is. Like, how dumbed down and simple this bike is. It's not fuel injected. The transmission's easy to work on. Everything's stupid simple. Hardwired. Nothing fancy about it. Except it had like one safety feature in like some vacuum hose safety switch of some sort they put in. And this is my point. That fucking took my bike out of commission for months.
What?
Because of this fucking hose. Having worked on like multiple Shadows from the 80s and the Viragos and all that shit, there's nothing worse than technology that ages. It doesn't age well.
Right.
So sometimes keeping it simpler is just better.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, sure, the assist, the hill assist might be, you know, you might want that now. It might seem like a good idea. That Bluetooth helmet that costs like $800 might be like, oh, this could really save me in this situation.
Yeah.
But like, shit is going to break. Those like fucking alien signals you just tied in, you just tapped into your bike. Like, that's going to cause you problems down the line, unless you're not planning on keeping that bike.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be a problem that I'm going to be faced with when I buy that bike, not knowing that there's fucking gadgets tapped into it.
Yeah, like when you bought the Virago and it had heated grips. Beautiful technology. Yeah, super comfortable ride. Drained the fucking power right out of your bike, whether it was they were on
and
or not.
And they didn't work.
Sometimes.
They worked three times when I hit a fucking pothole right. Like, that's it. And it was in the summer. Great, I have hot hands.
Yeah, so like fixing, that's like add-on technology. Yeah. But like some of the technology that comes like built into bikes, especially the 80s ones, like the 80s technology was like super advanced, especially on all the Japanese bikes. And it went out of fashion so quick that like to fix stuff from that era is like a fucking nightmare. So, like, that's why you gravitate more towards, like, the 60s, 70s bikes that are a lot easier to work on.
Yeah.
And just have, like, less bells and whistles. Like, kids, buy a bike with less bells and whistles. Technology sucks.
And so does Bluetooth, in case we haven't told you that yet.
We can't talk about technology and motorcycles without kind of talking about electric bikes for a second.
Yeah.
I don't have much else to say on that.
I don't really have anything to say about it because I don't know anything about them.
They look dumb. They're quiet.
They sound worse. They sound like nothing.
They sound like nothing.
They sound like a little whistle.
I can get over the sound part if they just didn't look so stupid.
Well, I'm not saying like they sound stupid like, you know, I need big loud pipes, because obviously I have never had big loud pipes because I think it's douchey. But they don't sound like anything.
Yeah, but they can go from like 0 to 60 bazillion in like 0.5 milliseconds.
Who's making electric bikes? Harley is all I know. Who else?
You know who has one that like I just saw and I was like, what the fuck?
What? Who?
Segway.
What?
Yeah.
Like those stupid turd things?
Yeah, except they're making a sport bike. Those other stupid turd things. So now you can be the proud owner of a Segway crotch rocket.
I really don't know anything about electric bikes. Like, honestly.
Yeah, all I know is they're electric.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no shifting, there's no transmission. Like, all the mechanics are... It's not a motorcycle, in my opinion. It's just an electric... It's a two-wheeled electric vehicle. Yeah, I don't know. Is an electric motor an engine?
I was going to say, like, I don't really know.
I think it's just a big electric bicycle.
You'll like this. I googled this right quick. Like, what's the pros of an electric motorcycle? Instant torque and power.
Yeah,
like
sport bike.
Torque, sport bike. Less maintenance. Okay. An electric bike has one moving part. Just one.
And no one knows how to fix it.
Yeah, no one knows. Perfect for city riding, a quieter ride, and it's lightweight. Like, those are the top benefits to it.
Yeah, so it's literally going to be geared at like sport bike culture that want to like ride as fast as they can, as quickly as possible, and like with as lightweight as possible.
I would think that
on the racetrack, it would definitely be like a bike that you'd be looking into.
I think it would be like the upgrade for like a scooter person.
Yeah, but I think they have too much power.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, scooties. Too powerful.
They too got torquey. Too much scoot. If they just renamed Torque Scoot,
I'd be like, better. Fuck, my bike can scoot.
I got like 600 pounds of torque on the getaway, man. Well, no, yeah. How much scoot you got?
How many scoots you got? Oh, wow.
So you know what fucking sucks?
What fucking sucks?
Not technology, but people that fucking love technology. So like the people that just can't get enough.
They just have every fucking gadget. They get like the newest upgrade of the smart helmet.
Yeah.
They get the whatever upgrade of like Bluetooth speakers things in their heads. And
yeah, they're the people that literally got all those things we talked about. And they're like, that sounds actually pretty cool.
And they have like everything plugged into their bike.
And like, they got everything for Christmas holidays.
Yeah. So they
literally got all the gadgets this Christmas.
They got the head brake light. They got like a million GoPro signal lights on the sides of their heads.
Yeah, they got the GoPro in the back. They got the GoPro in the front. They got the reverse dash cam. They got their phone wired into everything.
Oops, I kicked a bucket.
You kicked the can.
They have like the underglow. They have the underglow that flashes.
And like they're the people that are the most excited for like electric bikes.
Yeah.
Because it's cool. And Hill Assist. Have you heard of Hill Assist?
And like, no, tell me more.
Like the self-balancing bikes. We didn't even mention that.
Oh.
Self-balancing motorcycle. Like we just said like this is deviating from, you know, it fucking sucks a little bit, but like we just said like what is a motorcycle? Is an electric bike a motorcycle? Well, if the bike can balance by itself and it doesn't have an engine and it's just a computer.
It's a robot.
It's not a motorcycle. It's more of a robot, I think.
Do you know anyone that has like every fucking sweet technology there is?
I know different people that are like really into like the technology and people that are really just into gadgets.
Yeah, I know people that are really into spending money on toys. Yeah. And I know people that are actually into the like gadgets and stuff. But I think the people that first come to my mind would be like the people that are looking for this technology that's like, it's safety related stuff. Like a lot of it's like safety mm-hmm. related. And then after that, it's just like people with money to spend.
Yeah. And it's that same thing. It's just like, you know, it's the appeal of the gadget. Like, oh, this will make my life easier somehow. No, it won't.
Plus, you have 14 other gadgets that actually are capable of doing that thing. So do that thing with the other gadgets you own.
Yeah. And that type of person is just like so annoying that like they get all these dumb gadgets. And then they show up and be like, oh, how's your bike running? Blah, 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 blah. And like, oh, check this out. And they have to show off all their gadgets or else it's not worth having, right? So it's not enough just to like have the dumb lights on your helmet. It's the people. The people are the problem.
I hate your gadgets. Fuck you.
Okay, so I just wanted to take a moment to thank everyone for buying t-shirts and merch shortly before the holidays because we asked you to.
Yeah, like, not only is it, like, fucking rad that everyone's wearing, like, salty hoodies and salty tank tops and stuff like that, but, like, really, we appreciate it a lot because podcasts cost money.
Yeah, being a bitch ain't cheap. So if you can help out, buy a t-shirt, buy something. We're going to add some more shit to the store along the way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, baby onesies? We can order some baby onesies.
We like fucking iPhone hate case? Kids.
Like, what do you require of your salty merch?
You know what?
How much money do you want to give us?
But yeah, thanks for supporting the podcast and thanks for buying t-shirts. You rule.
Yeah, so like if you're a total cheap ass too, you can just support the podcast by going to Instagram and following us on there. Or subscribing to the podcast on
Spotify, iTunes.
Yeah, one of those things.
Like all those places.
And if you want to give us a rating, preferably five plus stars.
Yeah, 5+ stars. 6, 7, 10 stars.
That helps us out too. And if you can't be bothered doing that, buy a fucking t-shirt.
Boom, boom, boom. Get out of this room. Do you want a moon goon? Or I'm going to be speaking loudly. Turn me down or something.
Hi.
You forget your name?
Sportster has two settings on the tank. Badass douchebag and out of gas.
We've been off for like 6 weeks. That was me being a dickhead. And I'm Aaron.
And you're listening to episode...
Cut me off!
I'll do that again. My voice
went... Calm down, darling. Calm down. Calm down. Well, I mean... Fuck.
What?
Go fuck yourself and then go buy a t-shirt. Thanks.